Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words in my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Many times Christian life and the season of Lent has been compared to a journey. And I believe that's true. We are on the move, journeying closer to God. And by journeying closer to God, we are journeying closer to ourselves, our true selves. The Christian journey is the interior journey, and it has been said, the longest journey is the journey inward. It is the inward journey to our true self, who we really are, our vulnerable selves, our broken selves, our need for control, our desire to feel we matter and are important. It is the sinful self. On our spiritual journey, we confront the old Adam. But we're also journeying to our true self in Christ, the self we were created to be, the self we were destined to be. Christian life is a journey toward becoming most fully the image of God, most fully in the likeness of Christ. As the Christian Celts would say, the Christian life is a journey or pilgrimage to find one's place of resurrection. Now, this meaning isn't always very clear. It has multiple understandings, but finding our place of resurrection probably means finding our true resurrected self, the true self in Christ. It means finding our ultimate destination, our purpose and meaning in life. The place of our resurrection is the place where we find Christ most fully and are most fully alive in Him. And the journey there involves moving out of our comfort zones and into the unknown. God calls us to a life on the move, to places where our work can be blessed and nourished, and where our souls can be ripened to bear fruits of love. He calls us to a life of never-ending and continual transformation and conversion. And in order to embark on this journey to the new resurrected life, we have to take Christ along with us. If we expect to find Christ at the place of our resurrection, we have to take Him on the journey. We do not journey alone. We have Christ, and we have what the Christian Celts call anam cara, a soul friend. And today, to help us as we journey during Lent, is one of the great soul friends of the church, St. Bridget. She is known for her guidance to both men and women in their spiritual journey. She once said, "Anyone without a soul friend is like a body without a head." St. Bridget is the patroness of many things, such as poetry, learning, healing, protection, livestock, and dairy production. She was born of a king and a slave around the year 452 and is said to have been raised by a teacher who saw in her a radiant daughter who would shine like the sun among the stars of heaven. One tradition suggests that she was baptized by St. Patrick himself. And from an early age, she showed compassion for the poor and was responsive to the needs of others. Numerous stories tell how the Holy Spirit, in the form of a flame, rested upon her head as she was walking along the way. As St. Bridget knelt to receive the veil of religious life, the fire of the Holy Spirit was with her, causing the bishop to say the words used for the ordination of a bishop. When his assistant objected that such a prayer should not be said over a woman, the bishop replied, "No power have I in this matter. That dignity has been given by God unto Bridget beyond every other woman." And so Bridget took this blessing, and she founded the great monastery at Kildare, which means Church of the Oak. Here, both men and women received her guidance and leadership as abbess and soul friend. She was recognized in all of Ireland as one aflame with the intensity of Christ's love for the poor. And she went about helping those, no matter how small or how great a need. She healed many with the love of Jesus Christ. From the oral tradition, we learn that Bridget declared, "It is in the name of Christ I feed the poor, for Christ is in the body of every poor person." Tradition said that everything that St. Bridget would ask God for was granted to her. For this was her desire, to satisfy the poor, to expel every hardship, to spare every miserable man. And so St. Bridget embodies the concept of soul friend, reminding us that God is near when we are in the company of someone else filled with the Spirit. One time she supplied beer out of one barrel to 18 churches. And there are plenty of stories where she turned water into beer. And I see you over there getting thirsty, Judy. On one occasion she encountered a leprous woman asking for milk. But there being none at hand, she gave her cold water. But the water was turned into milk. And when she had drunk it, the lady was healed. Now, one of the most significant traditions about Bridget depicts her as the midwife and nursemaid at the birth of Jesus. To the Irish, Bridget abides in eternity. Of course, you don't have to have a firm grasp on history to recognize that Bridget was born about 475 years too late to actually be Christ's wet nurse or foster mother, let alone the unlikelihood of an Irish woman who would care for a baby born in Palestine. But even so, the legend suggests that angels actually came to Bridget and carried her over the miles from Ireland to the Holy Land and simultaneously carried her back in time to deliver her safely to her calling to nurture Jesus in his infancy. Now, of course, this is a pretty fanciful story, but the truth in this story is that Bridget lived her life encountering the human family as the Holy Family, and her sisters at Kildare as fellow nursemaids of Jesus. St. Bridget reminds us that the Holy Family is always in our midst. Another story about Bridget involves the season of Lent. Bridget and two other nuns from Kildare were traveling during the Lenten season, and at nightfall came to the estate of a pagan chieftain who offered them hospitality for the night. As the three sisters sat down to share a meal with their host, they were surprised to see that their plates were filled with pork. Without a second thought, both of the younger nuns protested, saying that their rule of life would not permit them to eat meat during Lent. Upon hearing this, Bridget stood up, grabbed each of the younger women by their arms, and escorted them out the front door. She returned to the table and said to the dumbfounded pagan lord, "My apologies, good sir. My sisters are under the mistaken impression that their fast matters more than your hospitality." A soul friend, such as St. Bridget, is a mentor and guide. Not that they know everything. They have been through their own spiritual journey and have gained wisdom to share as a fellow companion along the way. One recognizes a soul friend by their hospitality and generosity that they give to you in accepting your faults as they are and accepting your deepest thoughts and dreams. They help you feel at home with yourself and the world and the kingdom. They honor and keep safe the secrets of your heart and encourage and nourish you during those times of sorrow and joy. A soul friend is a friend of Christ who embodies Jesus' words, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father." A soul friend, and I'm sure we all know those soul friends, they're people who are spirit-fed and spirit-led. And in them, one discovers the presence of Christ, embodying Jesus' words that whenever two or three are gathered in his name, he will be with them. So may our journey through Lent be a time to experience Christ in those thin places in our lives when heaven and earth do not seem so separated. And may we be a soul friend to each other, encouraging and nurturing one another on our way to our place of resurrection. Amen.